question is not so smart. But we're not looking at reducing the number of years to pay off the bottom of the debtors. Because we're looking at refinancing what exists today, right?
That's right. We're not looking at reducing. We're looking at just keeping the same payment terms, if you will, because we've got this sales tax that obviously is our source, the law enforcement sales tax.
Right.
And so we're synced up currently with its sunset, but no, we're not taking it off the tail end. We're trying to show you a solution that helps budget-wise year to year.
A reduction year to year.
Plus, if you can flip the payments of the larger payment being funded in there towards the end.
Right.
Yeah. That would pay the maximum amount of the central transfer.
Right.
Back and forth. Which really doesn't hurt us. It doesn't hurt you.
I know, but it's cleaner. It's cleaner for you.
But it looks better off.
Yeah.
So. Even more transparent. Sure, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, let's say, once again, our proposal is to serve as financial advisor. I'm sure there are some financial institutions, whether it be banks, bank placements, which are becoming a bigger part of the bond market, if you will. But, we can shop this too, along with other investment firms like Piper. But whether it's looking at what your all's practices and policies and procedures are for hiring companies to work for you all on projects and so forth, that we would be working much on a professional services basis. But in turn, the ultimate big cost associated with this is obviously refinancing the bonds and the underwriting discount or fee. And so we would run a process, a competitive process, where you all, much like what I said in on here today, would be making a selection through an RFP or an RFQ, some sort of a process that would allow for us to pick what appears to be the best financing for us.
There's no law in place that I know that allow us to finance this.
By your own debt?
Yes.
And unless you're going to write a check for $11 million.
Save a lot of money. Well, if we're earning 0.5% of that $11 million, and in a year or two we won't be earning, we'll be paying.
Well, it's not, to me, that's the same example of what you advised and worked with the sewer district to do. So you would need to be able to, just in place of the bond financing that we would do for you in terms of orchestrating the, if you had the ability to come out of pocket with $11 million, then you could in essence cash the fees, is the technical term, casting the debt. So that's clearly all about the money.
I don't understand. I'm not suggesting that, but if that's a possibility, actually it's an option that you can look at.
Well, once again, that's the, you know, how I got to the point of saying, well, maybe we could tear it down to 10 million,
right,
is if you put in some cash. So I'm not saying it needs to be 1 million or 5 million or 11 million, but what I would like to do is just kind of get formally engaged or orally engaged today, whatever, to in essence start running these different scenarios for you and being your financial advisor.
I don't think I see what you're talking. You're talking borrow from one fund and still have that loan going to you instead of somebody else.
You can't relieve the old debt unless you can pay it off. So it's,
we can pay it off.
Okay.
So we'll answer that up front. And what you're saying, Jim, is yes, that's where I was headed, was potential.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to see if that's an option. Because we're looking at lowering this from 4.3.
Yeah. And you're saying, well, 2.3 is not as good as a half.
Exactly.
I'm all for doing what's best. It's just like you all.
And what you're telling us is that we have to go through the bidding process for this.
And if that's
for him,
no.
I'm
asking you to hire me under the professional services agreement, which is exempt from that. But from the standpoint of who ultimately purchases the bonds, if we do a refund, and go out and market.
You know, I submitted that.
Yes, absolutely. So that we've got a competitive process on the part that's the big piece.
And this question is, if I'm not misunderstanding, there is a process that we go through for professional selection of services, whether it be you or a competitor, et cetera. Obviously, you are the ones who are working for it. I have no desire to go elsewhere. However, there is a process that you need to look at. You need to do that right away.
That will be simplified. And that matters all legal matters at that point.
Believe me, I understand we need to do whatever we need to do.
We have to be in line with what state law dictates that we do. And it's a good point. But we all, my opinion is, we need to talk with our county council and we need to take a look at the process, talk with Mr. Harrison, and get back to the IPA as we need.
Right.
If the county council says that to move, and to look at all options, if you want your advice on what all our options would be. And verbally, he would like a nod, I think, today. More of a nod than itself, but then we're going to move forward. And I am also moving forward. Do you gentlemen feel the same or do you feel different?
No, I'm
for first me, step would be talk to our council.
First step for me is to look at the dollar. Look at the dollar amount that we can pay. That's convinced me that we can pay the $11 million. That's my first step, and then after that, I'm ready to go. We talked about different options that I didn't even know was there. So,
the money's in reserve that I believe can be tapped for this, as long as we return whatever it was that we'd be making after the banking was due to that fund.
The saving half a percent. Well, half a percent, but we're actually saving 2.5 or 2-something.
Well, if we're at 4.34,
and
we can bring it all the way down to a half, 3/4.
My scenario would say interest rate wise a couple of percent.
Yeah, that's I'm saying what you have wrote down here. So.
And the option is it might be 100% of half. Maybe not. We need to look at it. This is the guy to tell us whether or not it works.
Yeah. Be glad to do that.
All right.
Let us start the process. Of, if it's all right with these two gentlemen, we'll do that right away. Brandon, is that all right?
Yeah.
Danny?
I got this for the press. They wanted to have a copy of the front page, the summary of the little things.
There's two members here.
Okay. I guess we'll just.
Here.
We'll do
a line. Kind of
biblical. Here and a half, you know.
There you go.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good seeing you.
Yeah.
I don't know what issue we were talking
together
first, but it was a long time
ago. Yeah, it was the other day.
I believe that was a long time ago.
Yeah, 1980.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that last option out there because I knew it could be an option.
Thank you. If you pick me and you can show me, I'm going to be great. If I'm going to be, a great idea.
Thank you. recommendation for law enforcement for this?
Yes, thanks, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201407-271. It's for law enforcement vests. It's actually a rebid requested by the sheriff who's present here this morning. We had released this bid originally, and unforeseen confusion levels by the responding vendors resulted in a request for that initial bid to be rejected. We re-led it with acute clarification efforts on my part in the bid spec wording, and responses we received since then. This was actually released on the 23rd of July. We opened the three responses last week, and we received responses for these vests from Alamar Uniforms, North Kansas City Southern Uniforms Department, Missouri, and Ed Brewer Safety Products in St. Louis, Missouri, and the sheriff has since taken possession of those three responses and reviewed them thoroughly, and he's prepared to make his recommendation. Sheriff Russell.
Okay, thank you. The three responses we got, the only one that actually bid to the brand that we requested, which matches what we already have to work with, was Ed Rohr. The other two bid comparable items. They were different brands, but they were basically the same specifications. The total amounts, I'm sorry, I had a sheet here with the total amounts on it, and I have, yeah, I've got that one, but I'm with all of them put together. Ed Rohr came in as the low bid at $14,979 for all items included. And that would be our recommendation, is to go with Ed Rohr on the low bid.
$979?
Yes, $14,979.
Make a motion that we go with the sheriff's recommendation on the low bid of $14,979 for the best. And I didn't catch all of the numbers that was on the
201407-271.
Thank you.
Ed Rohr, safety products?
Yes.
Second. Motion is made and second to award bid number 201407-271. Ed Rohr Safety Products, as recommended by the chair. It should be noted that this bid amount is $14,979. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I've received the invitation. I'm assuming that is from the closed meeting we had last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 You want to go through that?
We can, yeah.
So that we can make a decision yay or nay or not.
Right. What I had requested after we went through the session there, was the addition of one investigator to our staff, assisting with the done investigations. The cost of that was $28,288 for the salary. We can use one of the old cars we took out of service until the following budget session. I'll have to have also $11,000 on radios for them. And then the miscellaneous office equipment, then I can take that out of another fund we have on that. So basically what I am asking for the addition of the investigator is a $28,288 in salary and $11,000 for regulars.
And I'm assuming you want the benefits as well.
Yes, plus benefits.
Were you in here earlier than that with Rick was in here?
No.
Right now you're at 56% of your budget on personnel. Or should be at 58 1/3, so you're 2% lower. Overall budget is 55%. How much room that is for actual dollars.
We're looking at the packages, it's just under 50, but we're only looking at it for a period of time, like a quarter of the year.
Right.
So, $1,500, that would fit within that percentage.
You just have to have that picture of that.
We discussed this, gentlemen, in exchange. Tom did talk about it because he mentioned specific questions and why we did that. We talked about this. I am open for discussion regarding the sheriff's request. Bear in mind that in 2011 we removed X number of investigators. Was it?
We lost three.
Three. We have replaced.
Zero.
We have an investigator that's overloaded. We've talked about that.
And this particular investigator position is much needed as we visited the prosecutor also. And
what would be the starting time? I'm sorry.
That's fine. Nice.
I'd do that too.
I'd like to see it immediately.
Immediately being the 1st of September, immediately being next week. What?
We can even start tomorrow.
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and
approve the position. Motion's made and seconded to approve the position. Which is a request for an additional investigator through Sheriff Russell. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll get everything going.
Since they're all scheduled for the same time, why don't we just move down? That's all right.
That's fine.
Mr. Lott, will you join us?
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, pull up chairs and grab a chair. They've got us.
We'll be the sheriff. Yeah. Andrew Danner, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Just a little off team highway.
All right, sir.
No. Okay.
Hello, Natalie.
That's what.
Yeah, okay, I grew up down the street from her.
Did you say he was with my niece?
No, I didn't say that. I said grew up down the street from
her. I don't believe we've met. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. You see, it's been a while.
Doing well.
I'm Justin. Is he still out in Vegas?
Yeah. Just so you know, this is recorded and everything.
Okay.
Just letting you know. So, don't start telling stories on yourself.
We'll get on the front page, right?
I only grabbed two of these this morning, but I got the summer not that. Got some more pictures. I'll let you go ahead. 6 a.m. was a little early getting up and down. Missed one of the copies.
Y'all would like to begin? Why are we here today?
Yes, I'll go ahead. For the benefit of Commissioner Williams here, I'm the director of Cheney County Board for the Development District. We're a development connection center with doing business as a name. We're in need of continuing construction of housing for our people in the county who have developmental disabilities and families who have children with developmental disabilities. Since HUD, at least at this time, appears that they are not going to do any more of the apartment style grants that were done in the past few years that created Oregon Weaver Apartments and Cone Crestburn Apartment Projects, which is just finished up this past spring. I went to an advisory council group that I'm a member of called Mo Housing and asked to be put in touch with development firms that might like to enter into a long-term partnership with the County Board for the Disabled to develop more housing for our county residents. We were introduced to a couple of different developers, one out of Highlandville area, and then the board also met Mr. Danner and his partner, Lila Gruble, who are North Star Housing out of more or less the Kansas City area. After meeting with two different developers, the board chose to work with North Star Housing because they specialize in seeking out low-income housing tax credits for the construction of these projects, which then, of course, reduces the rent considerably on these kind of projects. We've been working since December of last year on the project, which is shown here in this package, which would allow us then to develop 24 units, some two-bedroom facilities, 6 two-bedroom facilities, 18 one-bedroom facilities, on what was formerly the property surrounding the Mount Branson Christian Church building. We acquired that facility a couple of years ago. The former church building is now the office for our case management team, and we're working with over 250 people in the county. We identified that is very developable property, and that it's nice and flat, far better than the property you'll have up around San Antonio Shelter Workshop, and maybe a lot less rock as well. But we are looking at developing at least phase one of a project to build housing for up to 30 more people that could be located, would be on the west side of the Mount Branson Christian Church building there along Saint Street. We are in the process of submitting that application on September the 5th. Everything is moving along well as far as getting that application finished. It does include a component that is a community development block grant, a CDBG grant that, of course, needs to come through the county because I operate as a political subdivision. Of course, we have a nonprofit organization that actually sponsors our grant activities, which is called Dignity Now. But all CDBGs go through their political entities, such as a city or a county. So that's why I'm here today, is to ask if the County Commission would support, I guess, and sponsor a CDBG that would provide up to $100,000, which is basically for the purchase of that property from the Cheney County Board for Development of the Disabled, which would then would take that funds and turn right around and use that money as the beginning of the pool of rental assistance for people who might need rental assistance. The difference between low-income housing tax credits and HUD projects, for example, is low-income housing tax credits do not include a rental assistance portion to them. The nice thing about HUD projects is they always include a rental assistance, and therefore the residents never pay any more than 30% of their income for their rent. Makes it fairly affordable for somebody who's just got a sheltered workshop and a social security check. Low-income housing tax credits don't. Missouri Housing Development Commission, which issues those tax credits, requires that we have a market rate for these units that generates roughly $4,000 a year in rent. That is about $150 a month higher than what most of my particular clientele can really afford. So we built into a component into our grant application to find a way to provide that rental assistance. And that's, by and large, that's what the most of 75% of the CDBG funds would ultimately be used for, is a rental assistance pool that we would create, and then taking other funds that we earn from the management of the program to continue to supplement so that there's always a rental assistance pool to be used for those individuals and those families that need it. We think this is a way of providing more housing for not just individuals like the folks that I served in the two HUD projects, the folks that are working at Tantum, but also some of our families that have a child with a disability. They might be able to live in one of those two-bedroom units. Many of those families, you know, are low-income. They're living outside of the communities and from whatever kind of housing they can find that's affordable to them. They're the very same families that have a lot of transportation issues and trying to get into town for work or get their children in for school is difficult for them. We think it's kind of a win-win approach in that we would provide housing for some of those families, reduce some of their operational costs, you might say, or maybe even move them to a school district that provides a little better special education services for their children.
The way that I understand this a little more is that location we're talking about. It's west of the old church that sits
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's west. It means that it's basically across the street from that RV repair place
right.
on T Street.
Mm-hmm. So I know during the meeting a couple weeks ago with the citizens from the other side,
yeah. mm-hmm.
this would not.
Wouldn't affect that neighborhood at all because we're near the Spring Meadows subdivision there, and we're of course going through the process of addressing their concerns. I've actually got somebody out there working to try and knock down weeds on Mrs. Turner's fence row right now this morning. We're waiting for Scott Sterrett to put us in touch with the gentleman out of University of Missouri Rolla who specializes in springs, so that he can come and assess that property and give them a report back to all of us, including the neighborhood people, as to what can we do to control spring water that comes out of the hills and ozarks.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, we've had different issues with the land location there because of what you're doing is a great assistance and a great thing, but the layout of the property has been a difficult situation for you to deal with. So I'm trying to visualize. I've been to that church building there, and how much further down the property line is the property.
Further down, right here on the east side of the property, of course, this is the driveway that goes back to the Century Link building.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. And then you've got one lot that's still owned by Monty Anglin.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that next lot is where my office building is. And Tantum is two buildings over to the west.
Right.
Right.
So going down St. Street, you're.
Mm-hmm. We're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. So the waste.
The
water would go the other direction.
Exactly. So this is the Tantum building here, and this is the site area here, and the ridge is pretty much right there.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're going to we're not going to have any water runoff at all that's going to affect those. And there's actually very little population over there on the east side.
That's
a pretty undeveloped piece of property.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned with is the fact that that needs to be, I guess, out to the public so that the concerns that they have on the other side doesn't affect what we're trying to do on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, we go through the actual public hearing will be held in 2 weeks from today,
September.
The actual public hearing.
Okay.
And as far as, you know, engineering, as far as water runoff and things like that, we did over and above everything that was asked for in statute as far as our current projects. We've exceeded the minimum capacities as far as our water retention basins and the construction of our water redirection, the ditches, the swales, you know, that catches that groundwater runoff and things like that. So, you know, I understand the neighborhood's concerns, but
right.
Springs are springs, and in the Ozarks, when it rains, they run.
Mm.
You know, and we happen to have a really wet year last year, and they ran.
Yeah. And I understand all that. I'm just trying I'm trying to be the referee.
Sure, I understand. We really got to get the old telephone.
We got to.
You got to hear those yourself.
I have not addressed something that would be addressed later.
I certainly understand. I think that's what we need to do.
Right. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the support letter.
We need to have a letter. Did you have any letters for?
I can email it over to you on, let's see, just a sample letter that MHDC uses. Let's put your letterhead.
Let's get it.
I can have that to you today.
Is that right? There's one on the agenda to actually.
To approve it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing to approve right now.
Was it the request for your response to the CDBG? And yes, we would ask that you give us a letter of support to show that the county, the Missouri Housing Development Commission, actually requires him.
Right, and here's the way we got this small presentation and letter of support.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying, Brandon, but I also feel that it is covered under a vote to.
Yeah, and you guys can create, you don't even have to use ours. All you can create one yourself that just says, we support Dignity Now and their application towards Missouri Housing Development for
CDBG grant.
Yeah, and we're going to, you know, turn in their CDBG grant to Andy Pappin at the DPD.
And that's what Brandon's asking. He's asking for that letter so that it has all that presentation. What I'm saying is we could make a motion to agree to support this letter of support for them without the letter.
Make a motion that we provide the letter of support for this request. They can do that today. We can set up the letter for Thursday and sign it back to Thursday morning.
Perfect. And I'll get you guys or your administrator a sample, an example of how you guys can set it up or use it.
I don't know how many we've done of these in the past, but it's been a bunch, you know. So I have no problem with it. We've addressed issues that are going to come up that needed to be addressed in a formal setting. And we've addressed those issues so that they don't come up in future. See what I'm saying?
I do.
I think you do. You understand exactly what I'm talking about, Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And so, you want me to make a motion or not, Ron? I didn't get a second on it.
I didn't hear your motion. I'm sorry.
I made a motion to.
Can we provide the letter of support as requested?
Yes.
For a second?
Second.
Motion was made and seconded. We provide a letter of support as requested. And Mr. Lytle? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You all send me the verbiage. We'll put that together. I'll put it in the first and only way.
Okay. Okay.
If you have a card or an email, you get the only idea. If you don't mind.
And then this is the CDBG, and I think
you guys, I don't know if you guys have turned one of those in before or not, pretty simple, some signatures, and send it to DED. If you have any questions on that, feel free to call Max. And if you want to set me in contact with Andy Mappin, I can get you his information. And he's with the Department of Health. They said he's been there with you. I've been involved with them before.
You can go in and touch with that nurse. So this is an interest case. They said, the nerve used to go over, but they had that surgery.
Please.
I just want you to understand why I didn't make it. I thought it was a very important meeting.
Well, I think it worked very well. Neighbors,
apologize.
I expressed themselves well.
This will be 100% special needs, so there won't be anybody else besides he's able to be living in
the audience. Is still as usual. I said, you're out there voting work right now. They, when they see somebody on the side, they're
voting for
making
a chance.
Well, that's a polling place. I heard church there.
Not anymore. Actually, Max uses them for his offices now. He's got kids, his management office.
Is there still one over there?
Yes.
There's still a voting poll over there?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a polling station in the old Mount Branson Church building. When we renovated that building, what had been the church offices and Sunday school department are now my case manager's offices. And then the sanctuary portion of the building, about 60% of it is a large conference room. I use it for meetings with parents on a monthly basis, staff training and things like that. That's the portion that we made available to the county clerk then for the polling station, which is far better than a meeting over in our administrative office, because it's much more parking, it's much more accessible.
Going down underneath whenever you used to down underneath.
I didn't realize that they used to meet in the basement of the polling station, so this has turned out much better.
We
created two handicap accessible restrooms in there for people to use if they need to. And people have given us a verbal confirmation that they like it. They're very happy that their polling station is located there. And
so
those services
that they own. With the new building, is there still going to be one there?
Would there be any changes to it? The only changes we'd make to the reform.
So you'll still have your office there.
The offices will still be there, yeah. And the 40% of the sanctuary is office space for a team of staff that continues to grow. For every 40 new people who come into services in our county, I put one water piece manager on. This project also includes construction of a storm shelter in the basement of that church building, so that everyone that winds up in that new neighborhood has a place to go. With the new HUD project, we built a storm shelter beneath that HUD building, so that everyone in those two HUD apartment buildings, everyone that might be a chance in shelter workshop, if the storm comes through the day, they've got a place to go to in case of emergency. This neighborhood is just far enough away that that's too far to ask them to run to, so we can address that through this new construction project.
And we're, North Star is assisting Developmental Connections and Dignity now with their application.
There's a bunch of great work, which I'm very appreciative of.
It's a long process, then you got to go politicking. But no, it's going to be a great project. I think you guys have identified a couple hundred people who are in need for this product right now. It'll be actually the first 100% development disabled application, if it's approved, in the state of Missouri for a Senate Bill 40 to ever put one in. So Max was told, we were told he was a trailblazer, and he really is in his world in development. Disabilities, so there's not been any other.
We talked about splitting the room up with Jeff Simmons just so we save money.
Really? It made perfectly good sense, did it?
Yeah.
So we're excited to be a part.
Has he shared that idea with you guys?
What's that?
Sharing on the parking up in Jefferson City. As often as we all wind up going to Jefferson City, we thought we should just rent a small apartment up there and share the cost of it, and then we would have to stay in this hotel.
Gentlemen, you have any other questions?
Thank you very much. Appreciate
that. I appreciate your work.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
We're not here.
Thanks,
Brad. Good to see you.
Thanks, sir.
I'm doing well.
I knew you're finding your brother a lot more than
James.
Yeah,
we stand in recess for the effort.
Services. We got Chuck here. He's here, I'm guessing, on court orders.
Yeah.
Is that right? So can we take those up?
Yes.
Move those up. Maybe after this we can slip out and get a mic and come back to wrap up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
All right,
now
who?
Well, hopefully.
Me? I don't. No. No, you don't either. Okay, and Christy, you know we're involved in this as well, right? Where do we want to begin? Chuck?
We've got, we've got plenty of personal property. Hopefully, I have any questions on. We got a couple of real estate. One of them is a four-year tax sale.
Let me start us with something. We've got personal property, and as we look through these, just because you've got them clipped separate doesn't mean that they're separate personal properties. There's more than one clipping of personal properties in that, unless I looked at the same one twice.
But I'm not sure. I have looked through the paper copy. This is what...
Christy, did you present that?
I sent it to you all. Shanna prints out your own copies. I don't know how she clipped it together.
She clipped them.
Shanna attached this page, and all the evidence is behind it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is there's more than...
Yes, there obviously property. Would be.
There's personal property and personal property
right.
in the... The clip, whenever I may have stated that wrong.
Yeah, because my pile is like this tall.
Could you come over, Christy, over here and assist me for a moment? Does that run or where we want? It would make a little better sense of it. Where would be a good place for us to start? First question I have on the personal property, and then there may have been some of the real estate. Is the number of years that this goes back?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at some of it was back 3 years, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
corrections for each year's taxes, or people didn't pay their taxes, or
which ones? What do you mean?
For example,
there's 2011's stuff.
Yeah. So you have to read each individual thing. So Jessica Peterson did belong to her.
For 3 years?
Entirely.
So she paid on it for 3 years, but it didn't belong to her.
She probably didn't pay on it. She probably got a notice or something, and that's what made her cousin review.
Okay, here's one that says, taxpayer lost mobile home in 2012 due to bankruptcy. He crossed it off 2013 form as well. It is replaced with add-on 69384, which would be next year. So that we're talking about 2011. Just is there a particular order we should start?
We usually start a personal property thing.
These are all personal property.
If they're personal property, are we going to separate? Ron, I know what your question is on the 2011, but we have a ruling sent down, I think, that was actually presented by James that we could go back 3 years.
Well, it's 2011,
is
not
right
for that.
Right.
About that, Jeff.
So, but I don't know what it is. There's 3 years, but I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what it is, whether it's personal property or real estate.
I think it's both. Look at it.
Both real estate and personal. This would be taxpayer loss mobile home 2015 form.
So that's it.
I thought it was a separation.
Well, the truck was one
or the other. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I just
2013 loss mobile home and 2012 together. So your lines are off.
What we have a number of obviously stacks from my best. Attempted this would be to individually mark these as exhibits, since they're stacked that way, and print it off that way, and then put them by exhibit with today's date.
Okay, but what if there's questions, just like I asked, what if there's 2011 in the stacks, but personal property?
Your question is how far can we go back to?
How far can we go back, and if they are in that exhibit that we... There was a ruling sent down because we weren't doing any more than 2 years at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
No.
Well, I'm older than you are.
I know. You can hear.
But anyway, there was a ruling sent down. We were doing 2 years, and there was a ruling sent down. But I thought it was on real estate only.
Since I have been here, which is July 2009, we have gone back.
Did it go back to 11 or 2009? How many years, I guess, is the question.
I'd have to go more.
Chuck, your thoughts on that for us?
Well, Danny was asking, I'd have to look it up, but as I remember, there was a statute that talks about 3 years, but I believe it's personal on the remote.
I'm concerned with that part of it because they're mixed. If they were stacked individually with the 2011, and we could put that stack out there and then maybe look at all the others, but the way we've got them stacked here, and that's why they were sent up to us, it's nobody's fault. They're stacked, and they've got 2011
with the others. But last year, I know we did 2010. The year before that, I know we did 2009. So we've all done 3 years since I've been here.
On both? agree.
Real estate is different because you have the tax bill involved. But personal, just the person, I don't know how long it's before the issue.
Four years.
So that's why we've always gone back 3 years.
The real estate we've got is 4 years.
Yeah.
It would be easy to look up the statute that states it, because that's where we changed. It used to be that we never went past 2 years, and that was because of the driver's license had, it was a 2-year renewal, and we had those that we went back 2 years on. Then there was a question asked by it, and we found it in the statute, but I know it's there on 3 years, but I don't know whether it's there for personal and real estate. That's my question. I don't know. That's the reason I hate to approve something that I don't know about.
Let's talk about personal. Just like we've got a number of taxpayers that have, for one reason or another, they have been properly submitted what they own. Not improperly, but incorrectly. Or they didn't submit anything at all, and the assessor's office has probably assessed them for what they have. And then they come back in and say, no, I sold this, I bought this, I did this. And so what, if I'm not mistaken, what we have in front of this is Jeff and his staff going through these and correcting them as they come to them and discover them, primarily through people coming in. Hard for me to believe they can go back 3 years if they have to license something. How do they license?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. But
that's exactly what brought up the question about the 2 or 3 years. There's one in there, Ron, and I don't know where it's at, where there was not an ownership change, but a name change on a business. And in that business, there was an abatement set forward when all the owner did was change the name of the business. And so I don't know whether that can be court ordered or abated or not. What did they pay on the first half of the year, whenever it was a name change or a same property, same ownership, just on that name change in the medical year and they're wanting abatement on it.
Merchant's license.
Yeah, there's some evidence was merchant's license. They didn't have a merchant's license on the other, or they did. I'm just taking that for one example.
You want to stay in the recess for a couple minutes?
You guys can go ahead and discuss that one for a minute. But it's a message of the whole year for this.
Former business owner, owned by different people. Did not open until July 2013 for the merchant's license application. The former business owner, Apple Market, disposed of all assets prior to January 1st. So it had a different business who owned the property. They disposed of all the assets and the new business took over, but it didn't open until July 2013.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
speak to us. What are you saying? That,
well, whose job is it to investigate all this stuff?
This would be business person property fund who would investigate.
So that would have been the same place your boss and I had signed on. It was certainly open prior to that. Mm-hmm. Well, the question would be what was paid on before that, before we came back. I mean, maybe it was paid somewhere else. I don't know. Under what the business was, it wasn't happening.
Okay. Well, I'll
that's just one example of things. There's, you know, there's other things in there.
Some other things to be, I mean, it's not a matter of presentation. It's a matter of approval of something that we have a question about. And I do have a question about that. Same property, same ownership, name change. Should be in here.
Kick it out, and you can investigate.
Well, I mean, so why are they brought up here for us to?
What I'm saying is, we're just doing our part by questioning the ones that we have questions about. We're not trying to pick on anybody or anyone that's in here when we have questions on the one that we just happen to know about. When we need to have reconciled before we make a decision.
I sat next to Glenda all day, every day, and she is very meticulous. To give you an example of a business out there that does helicopter rides. They didn't want to pay taxes on the helicopter. We went through it for months. And I'm not saying she couldn't be clicked or whatever, but it's possible that she is very meticulous to be sure that we do not ask for any abatement, whether it's not a right or wrong. If you all know, it's the honest man's tax, and there are ways that you beat it from time to time, but she'll be happy. I'm happy to have her research it and see what the problem might be.
I think that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, I think that's the proper process.
The problem here,
right? And believe me, I have no, with the person you spoke about, I don't work at the quarter you do. I have no questions about that. What I'm saying is we're asking for approval of it. And I don't know. See?
Yeah, my suggestion is kick it out. We'll bring it back to you. Not bring it back to you. We'll find it.
How do you want to handle those? We went through them. They're a long, lengthy process. How do you want to do that? Let's go through them, and each one of us kick out the ones that we have questions on. I wish we had it before, but I thought we could get these.
Whatever you guys want to do. I'm pretty confident we've done previous years, like Christy said.
You're talking about the 3-year deal. Brandon, that's not my question. My question is it real estate or personal? And it may be both, but I don't, for some reason in my memory, it's not.
Almost all of these are personal. There are some real estate.
And yeah, they're just voices.
This is 4th year of sale properties that I went through.
Yeah.
And there's some real estate that have mapping years.
I've got 2 real estate. One is the 4 years on the tax sale. And then the other one is the mapping. That's just a single property. I'm
one was adding.
That's the correct guess.
Can add on.
No,
yeah. It's a mapping deal where there was a street that was a separate parcel. And Tim wrote a note that says that from the title, it appears the intent is to convey the land to the existing landowners. So they've taken one parcel number out and combined the area with
these two parcels.
No, there was a street.
140 plus even years, so that's theirs.
Yes, it was right down here. Maybe they just planted or something. Anyway, they took the small town out and put it in the big parcel.
And all the rest are personal.
2.01, this is 2.02 that has right down here. Combined it to the two.
So it's an add on.
It's actually a deletion. It's taken that parcel number that ended in
002. Oh, the parcel number. I was talking about the day.
And combined it with the one that ended in 00.
Jeff, do you know what section that statute would be in? It'll
be 137. And as I've been thinking while we're talking, it speaks to the 3 years. I can remember a personal property that was way back 3 years. I don't think there's anything. It's just my guess that there's anything that prevents you from going by farther. But the statute does speak to 3 years. We had an issue on a trailer that had been back 3 years, been longer than 3 years, and we only paid for it. We only brought it to you for 3 years. It is fairly significant.
And about the 3 years, we'd be talking 13, 12, and 11.
Correct.
We had
so,
enrolled in the
14
books.
That's correct. So it would include 2011 with the 3 year parameter.
Good point.
Let me start, if I can, with the Addington parcel of real estate. And it has the years 2012, 13, and 14. I'd like to list this as Exhibit A with today's date. And I've already written that at the top. So if we could incrementally work through what we're going to work through, what I'd like to do is present the real estate first.
Yeah.
And then if we can get to the personal, let's do it.
You're wanting a motion on that particular exhibit. I have a motion to approve Exhibit A and today's date on with the real estate.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Now I've got the only other real estate that I found, which is really two things. There's fourth year sales, of which there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by the collector. And there's one occupancy, house burning in July 2020.
It's probably not that correct. I don't see you for you. I think the documents attached for the fire department confirmed that it was burnt. Remember, it's right, July 12th.
The abatement is for 2013.
So they didn't get partial on 12. Let's see about where you get loaded up 13. Motion for approval to Exhibit B, today's date for real estate.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Exhibit B. With today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
You better put some paper on that way.
On your right, where my mess is.
You're the only one that can locate the mess.
Okay, let's, which one of these steps you have is the wrong one? If we're going to look at 3 years, what we're looking at is a series of things. That's what is different of these from all the others, right? These refunds that we've come, they go back to the year 2011. So there's 11, 12, and 13. There are really not that many that are obviously stack looks big because of the evidence that's behind it. It's not as personal. Is there any? We've done the real estate.
We did. There was very few real estate. We already completed those.
So these are the refunds on personal property we dealt. We're done with real estate. My apologies. And these are wrong year for vehicle corrections, reassessed to correct vehicle, consolidated vehicles, mobile home with one statement. These are all actions that have been taken through the assessor's office to correct. And then refund taxes that have been paid where the assessments were incorrect. Do you want to take a look at it?
I've already looked at it.
Well, I know you have, but if you had a question on that, either one of them.
I've got a question about the 3 year deal.
Because if you don't want to move forward, no, I want to have your question answered.
It's just something that's simple. Can we do 3 years? And if we can, I'm willing to go that way. If we can't, we're wrong, I'm not willing to go that way.
Can you find the answer for us?
Well,
I was thinking about a watch recess. Would that work okay? And then we can work our way through these. Then we can get off the reconfiguration.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I just don't want to do anything that's wrong.
And it might give you a chance to look at that one. Gentlemen, let's stand at recess until we'll do something else. 1:15.